T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I want to correct myself. I think I said Metairie earlier, but the murders were taking place in Tarrytown. This tragic murders. And I'm thinking Jefferson Parish Sheriff, and I immediately thought Metairie, but it was in Tarrytown. I'm going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. But Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe LoPinto joins us live on WWL. Sheriff, welcome to our show.
Hey, it's good. How you doing today?
I'm okay. Sheriff, the first question that I have is, do we know anything about motive?
Well, I wouldn't say we know anything about motive. I mean, look, there's no motive that you can ever give me to justify the killing of a bunch of kids, you know. So there's nothing that I'm going to ever, you know, accept as a motive. You know, we've got a sick individual that obviously, for whatever reason, did what he did. And, you know, good news is the person's in custody and hopefully will never see the light of day by any means. Charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and another obstruction of justice. You know, obviously, I'll have a press conference set for 3 to give some additional information, as it was a, you know, full active scene yesterday with not only the scene itself, but with the questioning. And I thought it was appropriate for me to give a press conference last night to give some, you know, the smaller details, but I'll give more later this afternoon.
And the suspect, 33-year-old Terrence Leonard, was there a connection with the people he killed?
From what I understand, he's the boyfriend of the older mother that was also found dead on the scene itself. She was the mother of 3 of the children in the house, and I believe the aunt of one of the other children.
I can't imagine, even though I guess I could say you're used to it because it's your job, I can't imagine. And I guess the average person really couldn't imagine, as much as we've seen with graphic violence in entertainment, I can't imagine walking into that scene.
No, I mean, look, we try to do a bunch on the sheriff's office, and most law enforcement does today. You know, whether it's a different grief counseling, we have a big chaplains program at Jefferson Parish. We have 70-plus chaplains that actually ride along with our deputies. They'll come out to scenes. They came out to that scene yesterday, not only to deal with the family that's there, but to also deal with our deputies. They ride along with our deputies on a regular basis, so we get to know them, but we can also express the different things that we see. I mean, it's an unfortunate part of the job, but you try to desensitize yourself and just do what you the task is that has to be at hand. But to tell you, you get used to seeing that, there's never the answer. You know, we don't ever want to have to see it again. Unfortunately, sometimes people put us in positions that we have to go out and just do our job.
You know, as tough as some cops appear to be, they're still human beings, and you can't help but understand that they would be so personally affected by the sight of this because, you know, most cops have kids.
Well, you're right. I mean, look, you put yourself in those same circumstances, and, you know, you hope it never obviously happens to you. We understand that we have an evil part of society, and, you know, our job is to go out there and make sure that evil part doesn't happen again. And then we do our best as we can. And, you know, look, that's what I said yesterday. We'll put our pants and shirts back on the next day and go back to work. But to tell you, you know, it's just part of the job now. This is not part of the job that any of us sign up for.
Sheriff, when the bags and boxes of things were taken out of the house, what are some of the items that were taken that might lead you to better understand what happened?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to comment on specific evidence. I mean, the reality of it is the boyfriend was Terrence Lennon. I don't have it in front of me, but when he was taken into custody immediately thereafter, it's on the scene mainly for questioning. He said that obviously we did not believe that he needed questioning. He ended up confessing to the murders themselves. You know, which from
kind of breaking up there, Sheriff. Still have, Sheriff, you still with us? I'm sorry, we lost contact. Ian, call him back call him back and see if we can get a better connection. I'm Scoot. We're talking to Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe LoPinto about the latest on the the suspect in the case of this triple murder, and then two people beyond that seriously injured, that took place in Tarrytown. And by the way, I got a text here about mentioning that it happened in Tarrytown. Let's not judge everybody in Tarrytown based on this. You know, you don't judge everybody in Metairie based on the behavior of some. Okay, the sheriff is back with us. Sheriff, we yeah. lost you there when you were talking about the end part about the information that was coming out of the house.
Well, Scoot, I'm, the sheriff isn't like anybody else. My phone doesn't work in the Crescent City Connection either. You know, phone always drops at that location. But no, I mean, it, the evidence itself, I'm not going to speak to, but, you know, obviously his confession along with the different things that we've said, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, we have an obstruction of justice. He tried to clean up the crime scene during that period of time. But I mean, it's obvious, obviously, from his confession, along with the other evidence that we've been able to locate that I'll reveal at 3 o'clock, that he committed the murders themselves. And, you know, it's just a shame. I mean, there's no justification for it. I mean, you're talking about children that, you know, that did not need to die senselessly. You know, I hope I have zero murders in a year, unfortunately. As I said earlier, you got some sick people out there.
Sheriff, is there any indication that, you know, since he, first of all, let me ask you, do you have any idea what object was used to commit these murders?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What object was used to commit the murders?
Yes, we do know. Scoot, I'm not going to tell you now. I'll release that at the 3 o'clock press conference, but the answer is yes, we do know.
Okay, since this was not a gun that would have been pow 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 pow, is there any indication that maybe some people in the house tried to fight back and stop him from doing what he was doing?
You know, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, it was a very gruesome crime scene. The reality of it is, you know, blunt force trauma is not something that happens immediately on many cases. So this was absolutely, but to tell you that, you know, we don't have anybody inside the crime scene that made it out to be able to talk to us. So, you know, the unfortunate part is it's an extremely gruesome crime scene, considering you had five people, severely injured with three of them dying on the scene. You can imagine what that crime scene looks like with the cause of death being blunt force trauma. It was not a pretty scene by any means, but to tell you, you know, how much, you know, fought back or not, you know, I don't have that indication. You know, obviously the people that are inside have been able to communicate with the type of scene it was.
The people who are in the hospital, are they so seriously critically injured that you have not been able to communicate with them yet?
That is my understanding as of right now. I'm waiting for my next briefing to see, if that has changed by today. I know we had not communicated with them as of late last night. I have another briefing today before this press conference to make sure that's the same. But as of right now, I haven't heard anything different.
Also, could you tell us if there was sign of forced entry?
No, there was no forced entry. No, this person had access to the location itself, so there was no forced entry.
But that was not his house.
No, it was his girlfriend's house, but I don't know for a fact if he stayed there or not, but there was no forced entry to the location.
All right, Sheriff Joe LaPinto of Jefferson Parish, thank you for being with us. I wish you could tell us more because we're all, you know, I know in some kind of a morbid way, I guess, we want to know what happened and how it happened because we want to try to understand how and why somebody would even do something like this. And it's just inconceivable to the rational mind how something like this could happen. But I appreciate the information. We'll be looking forward to your press conference at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.